Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hope this is the right track. It is. Okay, here we go.
Summer drinking, endless rosé.
How are these fuckers not all in AA?
Pretty people with booming careers.
Lover boy, enough to last 7 years.
Hampton's clubs don't activate hubs. India, oh, the summer house. Oh, well, oh, well,
sing
oh,
it
well.
With us.
Tell me more, tell me more.
Will they take Hannah's calls? Can we see Carl's three balls?
Shoo-bop-bop, 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 shoo-bop-bop.
Hey, I brought you a half a sandwich. I ate the other half. That's kindness.
That's a poodle move.
It is. You want this to have a sandwich? I ate the other half.
And then Carl made a very funny callback to...
How many half sandwiches have you made for me? And she went, ha-ha!
And that's all we got of Hubs this episode, y'all.
I want to just say, when Lindsay isn't here, the show feels really empty for me.
And that is when they're actually doing a bondage party. And y'all know Poodle's into that.
I'm not totally into BDSM. It doesn't do a lot for me. It seems like a lot of the people who I wind up fraternizing with, mm-hmm. tend to... find it titillating.
I like the outfits. But I don't want pain or anything. I don't want anybody to pinch anything.
That's not what it's about. It's about an attitude.
I know, but I don't care about that. I'm saying I like the outfits. I don't want to play football, but I like the football uniforms.
I like them. Someone saying, I like the outfits. I'm not really into
that. I don't want to play football, but I like the football costumes. They're cute. They make their butts look cute.
Boy.
Have sex with you in a football uniform, but I don't want to play 10-foot hut. Or whatever it's called.
10-hut.
10-yard hut.
No, they say 10-hut.
Whatever.
Do I know more about football than you?
Or Madden, or whatever they are.
I don't know a lot about football.
I think that, we could agree on that.
That's probably the most obvious thing. Yeah. I don't know much about no football.
And water is wet.
Kyle.
Y'all, this is Summer House. This is Summer House.
Summer House. Season 6, episode 6. Summer should be kinky.
Can I need to say this. I have not been kind to sentient hoodie Amanda, but the way she talks to Kyle makes me feel sorry for him.
Oh, she's horrible.
Like, I know he says
he says
awful things to her, and he doesn't buy her.
She's going to be a nagging New York grandmother.
She treats him like a... And she says, I don't want to treat you like a child. You do, though. You lead with that.
No, you do.
The thing is, you guys, she could change that if she wanted to.
Well, but we're going to talk about this more, but they're... both horrible to one another.
I agree.
And they're both just... I kind of say this in Love is Blind. They're both just wounding the other person constantly.
But this episode, you really saw her, like, just... And we'll talk a little
bit. You
do,
yeah. But you see that he doesn't give it. Ugh, they're horrible. Y'all, but you know it's not horrible? Los Angeles on September. On February 27th at the Regent Theater, we'll be doing...
I don't know, it might be horrible.
We'll be doing a live show in downtown Los Angeles. Y'all, take an Uber. Don't park there.
You know what? It's not going to be horrible. I will say a show of ours is always unexpected. You never know what you're going to get.
I might not show up. We'll see. That's unexpected.
So I might show up in a harness.
Not the first time we've done a show where I had to get you out of something you couldn't get out of.
It's at the cleaners.
Thank God. So, y'all, shows, doors open at 7. Showtime starts at 8. We are going to be talking about 90 Day Fiancé. That is going to air on the 27th on Discovery Plus.
Yes.
So, you want to make sure.
God, I'm so worried about your voice.
Want to make sure to watch 90 Day Fiancé that morning.
Keep it high.
I am. Okay. It is what it is. I've been traveling all the other in fucking Oklahoma, Texas, snowstorm. It was 80 degrees one day, and the next day it was 20.
You're going to sound like Gilbert Gottfried.
I'm doing the best I can. I'm not going to have a singing
career. Doing it the best I can.
I'm not going to have a singing career. I'm not a musician anymore. Who cares?
But you have to be able to sing well at our shows.
Enough.
You don't
they love
you
me.
Don't
I
want,
love them.
You don't want to be the one who has the bad voice.
I don't care. I actually don't care about that anymore. And that's a big thing for someone that had vocal problems. I give a shit.
It still would always be you.
I give a shit about how vocally I sound anymore.
We need to change that because I want you to sound good.
I want to be healthy, but as far as sounding good and bad, I've really let that go.
I don't want you to sound good or bad. I want you to sound healthy.
But I want to have a healthy voice production, but it doesn't have to be pretty. Who cares?
No, you shouldn't be trying to be pretty.
I'm not saying you're putting me on. I'm just saying that's something lately I've come to.
It's a burden I'll carry.
Happy to.
What's your first tea bag for
Hold on,
summer?
Was there anything else? I want to talk about that. What else I want to talk about?
Oh, this is Free Feed. Yes, so we should talk about.
I wanted to talk about.
These shows are a hot mess. I've been listening to a lot of other podcasts. Y'all, everyone is so well organized.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just, I don't think that's how we work.
Not.
I'm sorry. I wish we could.
So I think that
I'm sitting here drinking vodka on a Friday night. In some Roan joggers that are too old sitting on my couch.
And I don't know what's sadder is that I'm sitting on the other side of the cum stain couch on a Friday night.
That couch has gotten more action than you have.
That's fine. Hey. So I think that's it though. I think, but yes, come see us in LA, Portland, Seattle are coming up. Okay. This is my first teabag, and it kind of goes along with what you were saying, because we have Kyle and Amanda are meeting with their wedding.
With Amanda.
Are meeting with their wedding planner.
I'm still laughing about you saying, how much money have you, still giving money to Amanda?
Amanda, because that's what they said. Amanda, you give money to Amanda?
Where is she?
Huh? Well, I don't know where she is. Did you buy Amanda those
Did you buy
tits?
Her some boobs?
Sorry,
I'm in her.
Okay, so
Lisa.
So Kyle says this is a deal. The thing is,
with the organism on his eye, you can actually see its heart beating.
He's right, y'all. A sty is a stress induced thing.
Yeah,
and he is talking. So y'all remember, Kyle's very sensitive. Kyle sits down at his table, and this couple to me, well, let me just explain it. He says to her, I'm really stressed.
Yep.
Not just about Loverboy. I'm stressed about this wedding. We find out this wedding's going to cost, which most New York weddings cost about, a
200K.
Big wedding cost with 200 people costs about 200K, y'all. So that's a ridiculous amount of money. It's not out of the norm, though.
No.
So he's stressed about all of these kind of things.
Yeah.
They also work together too. Don't forget that. He kind of, in a moment of vulnerability, opens this up to her and says, I'm really stressed. And I understand why she got defensive, but he didn't say this in accusatory. He just said, I see you when you're on your phone or you're watching TV and I'm going through this and I know it's hard for you, but I need you to work more.
Right.
He said that. I thought a pretty...
It was
non-emotional.
It was a much better way than he normally approaches it.
Non-accusatory way. She completely shuts down.
She's like, is this how you want to be before we meet with our wedding planner?
And she is just on her phone, completely ignoring him.
And don't you think it is it's very un-Amanda-like to not be all over something that is like highly organized?
Yes.
And y'all, she says, I know I'm really behind on the wedding, but like I feel unmotivated because they didn't give me something for my birthday. Was shitty.
It was her 30th birthday, and it was really fucking shitty the way he handled
but
that.
But honestly, their marriage is bigger than that.
It is.
She doesn't want to get married.
But the point of this, what I was going to say is, y'all, you can't take these moments of, you can't take these moments and say it's just about the moment.
No.
This moment is about the 7 years of them hurting one another and not validating each other's pain constantly. Because when she says, I'm hurt, he completely shuts her down and it goes vice versa.
Right.
Vice versa.
But I will say this episode was the first in a while that I have sympathized with him more than I normally do.
I'm glad they showed it this way because
normally
it shows
I roll
sides.
My eyes at him.
Yes.
And
but ironically, Kyle is easier emotionally to get along with than Amanda.
100%.
Amanda really has a lot of issues around taking care of people and then resenting people.
And getting defensive about it. Yep.
What I like about their relationship is, y'all, I know, I have in my past, thankfully not my present at all, but I think a lot of people are in relationships like this.
Yeah.
A lot. I mean,
I think a lot of people.
Isn't your parents' relationship like this, where they're just yelling at each other?
Yeah. Like, constantly. My mother's like, God, your father's been here. It's been raining for the last 2 days. Your father's about to drive me freaking crazy.
If your father said to her, that hurt my feelings when you said that, mother poodle, and da-da-da, what would she say to him?
Well, you said this, blah, 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 to me.
Yeah, they're both so wrapped in their own.
My parents are so fucking reactive.
Reactive, that's a great word for it.
I have had to work, you know, the way I used to be, I was very reactive. I'm still to a degree, because you guys... My parents are the most two reactive people I've ever seen.
I agree with that, actually.
If something offends you, you will immediately react.
Yeah.
You won't. You'll take it personally.
And that is, though, they are very reactive to each other.
Oh, my God.
And didn't he say he didn't want to do couples counseling?
Kyle?
Didn't he say that in an earlier episode, I didn't want to do that?
I don't remember that.
Maybe on confusing shows. I feel like she brought it up. But
I feel like he would be open to that.
I think I'm confusing shows.
Yeah. I don't know though.
They need counseling bad.
I think she needs to not be with someone who she can caretake constantly.
Yeah.
And also, you guys, she's doing the opposite now because she's actively resenting him. And she's trying
she's
to troll
actively
him.
Resent, and he needs to be in a relationship with someone that makes him not think about himself so much.
But guess what? They're married, so no one cares.
But they're married.
It happened.
They're gonna get divorced.
Yeah, no shit. Did you like it when
I said it before? She's gonna cheat on him.
I know. I agree with you.
And it's gonna be his badge of honor.
Oh yeah, he'll tell everyone. Did you like it when the wedding planner come in? It's like, hi guys.
Hi guys.
After they've just been fighting.
We need to talk about some important things.
Important things. Wow.
Wow. Okay.
I was annoyed 10 seconds after this woman came on the screen.
All right. So I'm looking at our to-do list.
Who did your wedding website? It's garbage.
It's garbage. Yeah, I don't know who's running the website, but our to-do list hasn't been done. We need to get that done. Do our to-dos. We're a little behind, Amanda, Kyle.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is...
By the way, your funfetti cake is ordered.
Don't drag us into that, y'all. We have divided our audience.
We have.
I still say funfetti's not appropriate.
I'm
for
not
a wedding.
Talking. I shouldn't have brought it up. Sorry.
But did you notice though that waiter's like, can I get you a bevy?
Okay. I'm so glad you brought up this waiter.
Y'all, that gay queen waiter is loving his time on screen.
I love...
Can I get you a bevy?
And y'all, I love that he's on TV, but also, these are my least favorite waiters. Oh, the waiters
he's
who,
so smug.
Who aren't even dressed like a waiter.
No.
And they don't even act like they're waiting tables.
No, no, no.
They act like they're you just... came over to their house and they're getting you a drink. And then 100%. They're going to come back and have girl talk. But, oh, wait, they're your waiter.
That is so that is, accurate.
I can't. This is the most Williamsburg, New York bullshit.
Oh, it's awful. This is not Williamsburg. This is Manhattan, I guarantee you.
Oh, I'm sure. But he lives in Williamsburg.
Yeah, he does.
He lives
the
in
waiter
Williamsburg.
Does.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because when you go.
Or Astoria.
Yes. Because when we go to like to. It's been a while.
Not Chelsea. This is not a Chelsea queen.
But y'all, anytime I go to a restaurant in Los Feliz, they're going to.
Oh, yeah. This is exactly what it is.
They're going to act just like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Totally. No, Los Feliz. It's definitely Echo Park, Silver Lake.
No, it's the same.
Yeah. But y'all, they're kind of like, "Hey there, I'm just here," and it's a little bit of polite sarcasm at the same time. The way he said "bevy," I kind of said he almost sounded like he almost said "fuck you" when he said "bevy."
Yeah, I just
like he was making fun of the term of it.
I'm all about somebody having fun in their job, but I don't know. I like
y'all,
something
this
a little
queen,
more formal.
This queen. Spends his days shading the fuck out of people and they don't even know.
Oh, yes.
Can I get you a bevy?
Can I get you a bevy? Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. I wrote that down and I forgot about it because Kyle and Amanda were so fucking naggy.
So, anyway, the wedding planner's bike's like, you gotta get these invites out.
Gotta get these invites out. And so, y'all, I'm going into my next tea
bag because
there's a lot of Amanda and Kyle.
Have I done mine?
You said the waiter.
Oh, you're right.
Or was it, they bring the motherfucking wedding invites to the summer house for all their friends to help them stuff their fucking wedding invites.
Because they're not adults.
Y'all.
You know what, though? That just tells you how much they're not getting along.
I have been a man of honor to people that do this at their wedding.
Would
like,
you do it?
Hey, come over and
would you
come
do this now? You
never.
Probably would not.
Never.
No, you would not. You have become empowered.
I would never.
You're a strong, empowered woman, powerful woman.
I would never invite my friends to do this.
No, it's garbage.
And if I didn't have time, I would pay someone to do it.
It's almost as bad as making your friends move. Yeah, it's shitty.
Amanda's not too old for this, but Kyle is.
And they brought them to the house.
Now, look, if you're like, hey, all my bridal, like you get along with all your bridal people and y'all live close. And they're like, hey.
It's not it. These people aren't.
Do y'all want to get together?
Maya's not coming to their wedding.
I'll buy you lunch. We'll have some. Maya's not coming to their wedding.
Alex is not coming to their wedding.
So here's the deal.
Luke probably won't even come.
I think they're only together because, y'all, they work together. They're on this show together. They have to be. Anyway, what's your next one?
They're married.
I think that's the only reason they got married. It's for fame. Y'all, it's a fame marriage. It's a fame marriage.
I think they got married because they've been together too long and are afraid to try anything else.
They don't know. They beat each other down so much. They're too terrified to try to go out on their own because they feel so broken.
I guarantee you there are people listening here now who either that was their first marriage.
Oh.
They
are so many relationships.
There's so many first marriages.
Y'all, but I'm telling you, maybe I'm just feeling this way because I've gone through like my dad and existential him died, but you are never too old. It's never too late to start again. Ever. And with that, I'm going to say, I'm leaving the show. No.
I've been waiting for this day for so long.
I'm starting a new podcast about crafting. I'm kidding. I hate crafting. I love crafting when other people do it, but I hate it.
I will say it'd be really hard to start again because I've kind of trained you on how I need you to be.
Sure.
So please don't go away.
Please don't. Oh, thank you. That's a nice way of saying it.
You'd be lost.
I'd be fine.
No one would know how to handle you.
Hold that mirror up to your face.
No one would know how to handle you.
I'm very easily manageable.
No, the thing is, you need to be put blinders on like a horse.
Oh, I'm fine.
No, you're not.
I feel like kind of like with you, I'm that person. I'm really good at directions when I'm driving by myself. I'm not good, but I'll get to where I need to go. But when someone gets in the car with me, I completely lose my direction ability.
Yeah, that's you every time we meet.
I think a lot of it is just like, I know you'll do it, so I just let it go for you to pick it up.
Lovely. So you can have fun, and I'm the one who's steering the ship. Got it.
That's why I never
you
have
know
to...
You know what, though? I don't mind that, because I'd much rather have that
role. That's why I don't mind you telling me what to do in the live shows. The font's too small. I can't read it anyway.
No, we have to change that, because you... Then you,
that's some of people's favorite moments in our live show.
Then you can't say we're going to do something. You just need to sit back. Fucking have several seats. That's ridiculous.
Some of our listeners, they said favorite moments of our show.
When you just go off and say, I'm like, no, that's not what's happening.
We say, y'all, next we're going to serve donuts.
Y'all, I have planned out to the minute what we are doing. And she doesn't even look at her sheets that I give
it's
her.
It's written out and so it's too wordy.
No, like in huge, like 24.
I'd prefer like 48 point. Font and just kind of, they're different colors and then I can tell shapes. What's your next teabag, Poods?
I just want to, if you've ever heard the term humble brag and said, I don't really know what that is. Let me give you an example. This is Alex talking. You know, I went home the other day and like I was talking to my mom and like I went to Catholic school and I wore my like Catholic school uniform and like it fit me perfect in the waist, but like my blood like blew it out. That's a humble brag. Alex, that is not a weird story that says, look at my body, I'm ripped.
Me, that is, he is just humble brag. That's all he is. He's so just always, everything there comes back to a story about pay attention to me.
No fucking way he'll be on another season.
He is, bless his heart, he is starving for attention.
How did he make it through casting interviews?
Y'all, you know.
Are there casting interviews at Bravo?
I don't know. You know someone is boring when they tell a sex story about vampires and someone biting their neck, and Poodle's really, really into that.
And
really
like,
into that.
And y'all, I was falling asleep.
And you still weren't turned on.
What the fuck? If someone
because
tried
if,
to...
if Luke or Carl had told that story, I think we all would have heard you come 5 miles away.
Yeah.
Y'all, because Poodle's into vampire stuff.
If vampires were real, I would want to be turned by one.
I know.
I'd be a child of the night.
More like an old lady of
super
the early
pale.
Morning. Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
But that's what I want. I just thought that was one of the most ridiculous scenes.
You know who else humble brags? It's Luke does that too.
He does.
In fact, when he does that whole diatribe about what he would do with $200,000, and suddenly this became like
that's
an
not
HGTV
a humble brag,
show.
Though. That's just him being clueless.
Well, but he's saying, but I would build this. He's talking about all this stuff. He's very proud about what he can build, which is fine.
He is.
I know you love him now.
I can have some distance with him, though.
How did you feel when Luke put a thing on his nipple and started saying, do you like that?
Okay, oh, wait, y'all, that was hot.
He really is kind of physically perfect.
You know he's into freaky deaky sex.
Oh, certainly.
Certainly.
Certainly, people. Certainly, ladies and joints.
We're going to get into that later.
Did you?
But,
what did you do? What did you put? Your foot in here and my...
No, that side is the side you put your foot on.
Yeah, but what is wrong with it?
I never put my foot over there.
I think you did
something.
It's something
you stepped in. Or maybe it's some guy who jizzed.
Some guy I stepped
there.
In.
Who knows?
Jizz wouldn't be on the table.
One more and then we'll take a break.
I need to point this out. When they asked Alex, it's like, yeah, I'm agnostic. And Sierra, without a trace of irony, says, what does agnostic mean? God bless people who just ask what things mean.
That's good. You should
I
ask
guess
what
she's
things.
Young.
Y'all, people should ask what things
and then,
mean.
And then, y'all, they get it wrong. Because, like, he's like, it means you're spiritual. You believe in, like, God, but you don't know, like, it's, like, Jesus' son and blah, blah. And Carl's like, yeah, it's, like, spiritual.
Doesn't agnostic mean you don't believe in anything?
No, it means you don't know. Like, from Gnostics.
But it doesn't.
It means you don't know.
You don't know, but you also, you don't, whereas Alex
you
said,
don't
I, believe
deny.
I believe there's a higher power.
Right.
Agnostics are like, maybe there's not.
Exactly. You don't deny the existence of things, but you actually don't believe in anything.
Yes.
Yeah. But you don't, you're saying is you don't have the answers, actually. That's what you're
there
actually
saying. There is a word for what he said, but I forgot what.
Spiritual.
I guess it's just spiritual.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is what everyone in LA is.
I think it's good for good for her for asking, because y'all, she's from Atlanta, and yep. she's black. So, I mean, that's like, she talks about it.
She probably
about
just, she probably, no one probably says
people agnostic. Are steeped in Baptist.
I'm just saying, yeah. I love the fact that she asked it.
I love that too. We should all, y'all, there's nothing wrong with asking. No, you'll never look stupid. Just ask. All right.
Unless you.
Oh, no.
Unless you say something like. I'm trying to think. It's something you've said that I just couldn't stop with.
Who, me?
No, like that I would not let pass.
So many things. So many things. All right, everybody.
We're going to take a break.
Yeah, we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough.
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Ooh, you like that?
We're having a bondage party.
Bondage
party.
He is
bondage.
Andy is really into Paige, okay. By the way. It's freaky how much he's into her.
I still think it's bullshitting.
I think so too.
I think he thinks he's into her.
But he doesn't. Because y'all, he's into freaky deaky sex.
I want to say,
he's having 50 Shades of Summer.
They live in the same city. They had no excuse not to get together.
Yeah.
So you, Paige, kind of Paige Andrea stands. It's like, it's not going to happen. He is a fuckboy. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing. Look at the party he wanted to have.
He's all talk.
He looks good in a harness.
Oh, my God.
And so does Alex. Alex looks good in a harness, too, but I still wouldn't want to have sex with him.
I want to say this.
I would.
The fact that two straight men are dressed like that, that's gay rights, y'all. That is fucking gay rights.
I don't know that's gay rights.
No, you don't know that meme when someone says, that's gay rights?
No, I don't know that meme. What's that mean?
It's a Twitter. Never mind. I can't explain anything to you, Grandma.
Carl, what's,
when they say like Wendy Williams going, "Oom, it's gay rights." That's it's just never mind.
Oh, I like that. That is gay rights. That's funny.
It's funny. Not as funny when I have to explain it.
But I like it now. That's funny. It is.
I need new friends.
That's a good joke.
And a new host. Anyway, y'all, they're having a bondage party, and And Alex, we talked to this before. Alex is talking about like them doing vampire
shit.
Well,
they're asking before the party.
And it's not even hot.
They're asking, what's the weirdest sex experience you've had?
Y'all, everyone else is pretty vanilla except for Luke saying he was blindfolded and ice cubes. And
she
blah,
put
blah,
wax and ice cubes.
And then all of a sudden, like out of nowhere, he's like, and she gave me the best blowjob I've ever had. I'm like, okay.
Y'all, this did not help Poodle's feelings. Between this and the, do you like that? Do you like that? Of Luke saying that, this didn't help things.
Well, we're going to talk about it at Soho House when we're there.
Oh, and your voice lesson that you're going to give him?
And our drinks after at Soho House. Yeah. Our waiter named Levi. But Andrea says, one time, everyone else has been talking about something, and Andrea says, one time when I was doing anal, she had, all of a sudden, he said I had diarrhea, but I think she meant she did. She had diarrhea, and it came out everywhere. And everyone went, what? Oh, my God.
Y'all.
Like, we were fine with everything until it got shit involved.
Welcome to gay sex.
It's true.
Although that's never happened to me.
Now you have to, there are ways when you have gay sex, or anal sex in general.
Yes, yes, yes.
You can avoid that.
Yes. But you can talk to your doctor because you shouldn't douching can like help your angle. We're not giving advice on that.
No. We're not a sex advice podcast, even though we may sound like we are.
Even though we may sound like we are not. So, yeah, we don't want to go for that. But
you don't want to take sex advice from me. I'm just going to say this right
let's
now.
Let's just say, when you have butt sex, when you're first having butt sex in your 20s,
you don't know.
It's not always pretty.
You don't know.
Sometimes you get some poop dick.
Every person who's been on the receiving end of anal has had that problem.
Yeah, because sometimes you're 23 years old and you had Taco Bell the night before and didn't think you were going to fuck the next day.
Yeah.
And that doesn't work out well.
And in your 30s, you learn, I got to have a clean workspace.
Yeah, you're like, okay, I'm going to have hard-boiled eggs, some oatmeal, and a lot of fiber the day before. I get ramrodded like a drill sergeant.
I'll have a kale salad and some bulgur, please.
Yes, extra bulgur. I love bulgur. I do. Wow. Bulgur for bottoms only.
Bulgur.
That was a whole, anyway. I think that's your teabag. Okay. My next teabag is like Kyle and Amanda both are talking really horribly to each other.
When she said good boy,
she's like, yeah.
I about lost it.
Well, and you know, Kyle said to her later, he's like, I have a news flash. You've been annoying since we've got
so
here.
So terrible as well.
You've been nagging me. And Amanda says, yeah, no, keep telling me. I'm trying to make sure you don't get so drunk so you don't piss me off. That sentence, I'm trying to make sure you don't get so drunk so you don't piss me off. That is the definition of Al-Anon.
Yeah, it was like codependence.
That is the definition. Y'all, that is, you know who I would love to interview? Who I feel sorry for? Y'all, I'm just going to say it. I think Kyle has problems with alcohol. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
I think he's an alcoholic. I think he needs to work on that. How hard is it for Carl to work with him? That's got to be, and that's very common because people party together.
He's probably able to separate it pretty well. And I imagine Kyle seems to be really great with separating that with him.
Yes.
To his credit.
That's got to be hard though sometimes just to see that.
Yep. You mean for Carl?
For Carl to just say, it's not about me. I need to see his life for what it is.
He's not long for Summer House. Carl.
No, I don't think so at all.
Absolutely not.
No way. He'll be a guest appearance.
Y'all, you can't. It's really hard to be sober in a place like this.
Yes. Yes. As he says, we didn't talk about this.
The whole point of the show.
But as he and Maya had this conversation on the way down, and he was talking about that because he's talking about this girl and he's dating. So we'll talk about that more next episode. But yeah, it's a whole new. You feel everything you take in is different when you're sober.
Yeah, and if you guys, we thought we would see a little more of Maya this episode. We were wrong.
Well, no, I feel like we did, because we see a lot of, no, that's not true. I thought we saw more of Maya. We saw a lot of her and Andrea. They had conversations. We saw her and Carl in the car.
Yeah, but it was all wrapping up stuff earlier. There was no new.
No, there wasn't
that's
like
what
a lot.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
So in other words, no, we were wrapping stuff up, but nothing was building on what we had talked about.
No, last week. Yeah, for sure. Well, but I don't mean this as a defense. This was a very Kyle and Amanda heavy episode.
Yeah.
They kind of like think about, again, it's what we talked about. I think we talked about this last episode. Unless it's drama coming from outside of the house, there's no drama with other castmates.
No, you're right.
Anyway, what's your next teabag?
No, I just want to talk about, wait. We find out where Andrea got his last name from. Someone gave him a Denver Nuggets hat because it's not Denver. His name is Andrea Denver.
Oh, I didn't know that's his last name.
Yeah.
Oh.
And he said someone gave me a Denver Nuggets hat, and I love that last name. So,
because he wants to be an American citizen.
Yeah.
Why does he want to have an Italian last name? It's so pretty.
It's probably harder to work with.
I guess so.
Because who wants to spell your name? Think about it. When you have Americans are like, that name sounds foreign.
That's funny. How do you spell that again?
Just go to Starbucks. If you have a name that's not completely American, you'll know how no one can fucking spell it or pronounce it.
That's fair.
So
a couple things of note. This is kind of one teabag wrapped in one. Carl knocks down the stripper pole. I enjoyed that. They blindfold Andrea and
he
kisses
looks
Paige.
With that fucking midriff so fucking hot.
I don't love his shorts, but the midriff looks hot.
And he's got like eye makeup on his eyes.
But he looks really hot in eye makeup, yeah.
God, he's so hot.
Y'all, they blindfold Carl. Maya blindfolds Carl and they make out.
I was confused about
Carl and Sierra.
I was confused about this. This was supposed to be like a lot of other people making out.
Yeah, and even
Kyle kissed. No, Andrea kissed Kyle.
Yeah, just like a peck.
Yeah.
But with Sierra and Carl, did you see Sierra and Carl kissed, and afterwards he's like,
twice.
And he says, that was good.
Yeah.
Do you think there'll be anything after that? I mean, I know he's ended up with Hubs, but.
I don't know. I can't tell what they're trying to tell us.
Y'all, time is off for them. I think they could be a good couple if they were the same age. But right now, she does not want Carl.
No.
She just wants to have fun.
No. I still don't believe he and Hubs are romantic.
I've decided I want to believe, so I'm going to believe it.
Like the X-Files?
Yeah, I want to believe.
I love them as friends. I just can't imagine.
Oh, I want them to have
Carl
babies.
Carl be everything that Lindsay needs him to be.
Lindsay? But maybe, but Carl, I think, especially sober Carl, I think he can call her on her shit.
No,
when she comes with him to those things, and he's like, really?
I totally agree, but for Carl needs a partner who's not going to be as needy as she is.
Maybe.
I don't think he can handle such a needy partner.
I think Lindsay could be a different person with him.
Maybe. I just, do you sense any type of sexual chemistry? They did date, but.
I didn't see that season.
When they interact now, they feel like brother and sister.
It does feel that way, yeah. But y'all, she's a dick pig and he's got a big dick.
Yep.
They've already had sex, right? Because when they dated, they fucked before, right? Yeah, I'm interested one day when we go back and watch.
Maybe they never dated.
The previous summer. I haven't seen Partying Carl.
Oh, it's something. He's a fuckboy. He's a complete fuckboy. No, you would see him in the earlier seasons and go, oh, he's totally an alcoholic. You would see it.
But what
the mood changes and the shifts, you'd see it.
Kind of in correlation to Kyle, y'all, something huge and dramatic is going to have to change for Kyle to make that decision to stop drinking. Carl, his brother died.
Well, exactly.
It was a big crisis.
And that was his bottom, technically.
I don't think Kyle
has not And the thing is, you guys, everyone responds to addiction in a different way. So I don't want to say everyone's got their own. I know that's the way modern alcoholism theory is, that that is just like, you know, everything is cookie cutter.
I guess what I'm saying is what would cause, what I'm trying to say is usually it's, I don't even think Carl hit a bottom. I think he had an existential crisis. His brother hit a bottom.
Yeah.
And so that scared him.
Right.
For Kyle, either he's going to hit a bottom or something's going to scare him into what would do that. I don't think Amanda leaving would do that.
I think it'd have to be something dealing with either a child or his parents.
Maybe his parents.
Because he loves his parents.
He does love his parents. Yeah.
Or maybe, you know what? Maybe his business.
Maybe
something went goes so wrong with his business.
I think his parents, but maybe. But it's like Paige said when she was talking to Danielle and them. This is the last thing I had. A month before your wedding, y'all, they're 1 month out from their wedding and they're acting like this to one another.
I think 2 months. That's when they're mailing the.
Oh, wait, that's next week when she says that. Yeah. She does, but it's another week. But yeah.
Yeah. That's the show, y'all.
That's the show, y'all. That's some summer house. Some. That's not even the theme song anymore, but that's the one we're singing. Y'all, go to realitygaze.com. Also, remember, you can go to our Linktree link to purchase shows to our Los Angeles show, February 27th.
This Sunday.
When's this episode going to air?
I don't know.
Today's Friday.
It's Friday. So it's supposed to be coming out tonight.
It's supposed to go, I'll put it up tonight. So, God, never ends. y'all, so it's going to, so come see us on Sunday with the ladies of Dateline and Seattle. I've been saying the date wrong. Portland.
Yeah, I know.
Portland is March 11th.
And Seattle is March 12th.
My birthday show. My birthday show, everybody.
Again.
Birthday
I'm
show.
I'm not recognizing that.
Birthday show.
I'm going to get you instead of a birthday cake, it's just going to like, tastes like it's gonna be like licorice jelly beans.
Oh, I've already made calls. I've already called some bakers. I'm getting my own cake.
What about, would you not think I would do that for
no,
you?
I'm gonna get my own cake. You'll get pick a cake. I don't, you'll get like lemon curd cake. I don't want that.
No,
cake
I
for
won't.
My birthday.
I'll get
you'll
carrot
get
a, cake.
You'll get fucking funfetti cake for my birthday.
Maybe.
I'll pick.
Oh my God, I should troll you that way.
Yeah. All right, everybody. So, okay, everybody, we...
but Betty!
Follow us on Instagram, follow us on TikTok.
And you know what? Tell someone about us.
Tell someone it's
give
about
us. Give the gift of gaze.
Give the gift of gaze. We appreciate that. We like that. We like to have fun. We hope you get to laugh at our stupid dick jokes and it makes your day a little bit better.
I love to laugh.
I love that. I still haven't watched
I love that. I love that.
I haven't caught up. There's like one episode I'm behind.
The reunion is this week.
Mary's not coming though because she's a cop out, and now she's not going to be on the next season of the show.
Jenny's on the reunion either.
Oh no, maybe. She is.
Oh, she is.
Jenny's on, okay. Which I'm like, but you said you're not going to work with her. But I guess they filmed the reunion several months
earlier.
Ago.
Yeah,
yeah, but Mary's not coming because she's not going to be on the show because she got called out on her bullshit and she's a coward.
She did. That's
yeah. Anyway, y'all. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week, and then. Until then, boy, what are you going to ask yourself, Poodle, when you're at your friend's house and you're just stuffing all these invitations? You don't know any of these names. And you look at an invitation.
You want a half sandwich.
You just want a half sandwich. And you look at an invitation and it has a name on there. And you ask yourself, what, Poodle?
Who's Tracy?
Who's Tracy?
Who's Tracy? And the slow part at the end. In September, they'll all go back to their Google Hangout, their Zoom, and their Slack. And even though summer came to an end, they'll continue to be best of friends
on Insta.
Summer's nuts because of these sluts. But, what are you gonna do?
That summer.
fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.